Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing. And in this video, we're going to learn about how you can connect your Office 365 account to your Windows Server Essentials account using the Essentials dashboard. As you know, a lot of people are very interested in Office 365. In the video, Paul's going to take you through some of the basic benefits, you know, the financial benefits, the ability to make faster decisions, the way that you can increase the amount of collaboration going on in your company and speed up that process, as well as the security benefits of Office 365. Now, within Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition, there's a dashboard. In that dashboard, there's a way to connect your Essentials on-premises operating system to your Office 365 account. There are a lot of benefits to do that. One of the great benefits is you don't have to remember multiple passwords between your on-prem Windows Server Essentials accounts and your cloud Office 365 accounts. When you connect the two, you have a single sign-on across all of them, and that's really necessary. It's really easy to set up, and so in the video, Paul's going to talk about why you would want to make that connection, and he's going to show you essentially how to get it done. So within the Windows Server 2016 Essentials dashboard, you can connect your Office 365 subscription, and you can, when you add a new user, it will ask you, do you want to connect to an existing Office 365 account, or do you want to add a new Office 365 account for this user? So it's a really tight integration between the two, and you definitely want to take advantage of that if you're using Essentials and using Office 365, which a lot of people are. So I hope you enjoy the video. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Hello, everyone. This video is about Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition and Office 365 integration. At a high level, Windows Server 2016 Essentials helps you safeguard your business, improve IT efficiency and productivity, and helps you get ready for the cloud. And how we do that under Safeguard Your Business, there's easy permission settings, the ability to set up Windows Server 2016 Essentials via the dashboard and create permissions on shares and more. And then there's just in time and just enough administration where you can specify who gets access to what and for how long they get that access. And then there's Windows Defender for malware protection and trusted and secure boot. And then in order to improve IT efficiency and productivity, there's an enhanced management experience with the Server Essentials dashboard. And then there are built-in services when you set the system up, things like file shares, a web server, Active Directory, certificate services, a local desktop backup environment, remote desktop services, and then PowerShell enhancements to improve the overall management of the environment. And then ready for the cloud, there's easy cloud integration built in to Windows Server 2016 Essentials. So you can integrate with Azure Active Directory, Azure Backup and Storage, Azure Virtual Networks, Azure Site Recovery, Office 365, Microsoft Intune, and then there's also remote management from remote management server tools, and then also operations management suite. So in this video, we're talking about Office 365 integration. So some observations. You know, businesses of all sizes are engaged in digital transformation. Digital transformation is not just for large organizations. It's really for every size organization. And then Office 365 is the premier productivity suite. And then Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition provides on-premises infrastructure capabilities for small businesses. So the combination of these helps companies transform at their desired pace. So looking at it from a graphical perspective, on the left you have your Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition and that particular environment, which includes Windows Server Active Directory, which then if you're integrating with Office 365, Azure Active Directory is part of Office 365. So you get things like single sign-on. You also get the ability to extend it into multiple SaaS applications and single sign-on to SaaS applications as well. But in Office 365, you get services like Yammer for collaboration, Teams also for collaboration, a little tighter collaboration with instant messaging, and then Skype for Business, Microsoft OneDrive, and then SharePoint and an email or an Exchange environment complete with, you know, the email and calendaring and groups and distribution groups and all of that. So from an integration perspective, you can integrate your Active Directory environment and your users. You can do password sync. I'll talk a little bit more about that. And you also have SharePoint, and then you can integration with SharePoint, and you can manage the subscription of Office 365 from the Windows Server Essentials environment. And just a little look at what Office 365 has been proven to do for organizations. And this isn't just large organizations. Everyone can benefit from the services and features in Office 365. So the financial benefit, you know, 143% ROI and with an 11-month payback. With Power BI, you can make faster decisions. And everybody needs to make faster decisions. Everyone would like to be able to see the data of their business visualized. So you can look at your data in a different way to make better decisions. And then in terms of collaboration, Office 365 has a number of ways to collaborate. Sharing documents online, co-authoring of documents, everyone can use that. Everyone can use Skype for Business. Everyone can conduct meetings or want to do meeting broadcasts of up to 10,000 end users. These are all very significant for small businesses because they now get to use technology that the large businesses use in order to accelerate their growth or just do a digital transformation if that's what you're after. And then in terms of security and compliance, there are some significant features in Office 365 that help small businesses. All businesses want to be compliant. All businesses want to be able to have things like data loss prevention and you know, single sign-on and control the single sign-on environment. So in terms of security benefits, they're significant. You know, 60% reduction in data breaches and remediation cost was cut in half when there were breaches. And so there's significant savings that go along with that as well. And then a quick quote from Forrester. With Office 365, there were better business outcomes, improved IT security, and a lower TCO. Tell me what small business doesn't want those things? And then in terms of the actual integration with Office 365, so you can manage your Office 365 services and resources from the Essentials dashboard. It's not all of them, but a good number of them. And so you can manage your online and on-premises user accounts. So when you set up a user either in Office 365 or on-premises with the Server Essentials, it's automatically propagated to the other environment. And then you can synchronize passwords between on-premises and Office 365. So if someone wants to change their password in the on-premises environment, that gets synced with the Office 365 environment. And then on the Windows Server Essentials server, you can manage your Exchange Online distribution groups for email. So you don't have to go up into the cloud and log into the cloud in order to change those or affect them. And then you can also send and receive email from your organization's internet domain by linking a custom domain to your Office 365 subscription. So basically putting your domain in Office 365 and, you know, sending and receiving emails and doing Skype for Business, a wide variety of things out of Office 365 with your domain name. And then you can create and manage your SharePoint online libraries from the Essentials dashboard and even access those libraries from multiple device types. So small form factors like phones and then larger form factors like tablets and obviously laptops and PCs. But you can also manage mobile devices from this environment. There's a built-in capability that allows you to manage the devices that you're using. And then you can also take advantage of the security, compliance, and analytic tools of Office 365. The ability to lock down your email, the ability to affect data loss prevention, the ability to affect data loss protection. So that if you're in a particular industry that needs compliance, things like in the financial industry, you can't send routing numbers or bank account numbers. And the system can help you protect that particular data so you can't send it out. And then analytic tools, there's a number of them. There's Power BI. There's this new concept called My Analytics, where you can actually analyze your own output, individual output. You can take a look at your own work over time and get analytics and reporting on your specific output. Really, if you haven't looked at Office 365 and looked at it in terms of what it can do in conjunction with Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition, you really need to investigate this because the feature set and the integration and the overall capability is astounding for small businesses. So, in summary, you can accelerate digital transformation by combining Windows Server 2016 Essentials and Office 365. You can manage many joint aspects of the on-premises technology and Office 365 from a single dashboard. And then you can employ large company technologies around security, compliance, and reporting and analytics. It's all there for you to use if you want to take advantage of it. And then you can increase overall productivity of your knowledge workers. And if we really look at it, there's a lot of companies that are 20 employees and below, where a significant number of them are knowledge workers. Architecture, lawyers' offices, software development, consultancies of a wide variety of types. The majority of the people in the company, if not everyone, is actually a knowledge worker and could take advantage of Office 365 and the integration with Windows Server 2016 Essentials. And you can also move forward at your own pace. First thing you want to do is use email, great. If you then want to extend that to Skype for Business so you can start having more online meetings, then that's the next thing you do. If you want to use Yammer as a communications or collaborations tool, fine. So you can adopt these technologies at your pace, at a price point that is significantly low for the overall value of this particular technology set. So with that, thank you very much.